You open the Bible, the book of Matthew, and read Matthew chapter 24, read down verse 4. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them," "And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Brothers and sisters from Baldavis House meeting, I've heard this talk before, so we repeat for them, and I think for everyone too, because there's nothing new. So we've heard all of the message. It just keep reminding ourselves. So I was inspired by things that I think a few months ago I went to visit someone and they were watching YouTubes, and as we have access to internet, and they were watching people preaching on YouTubes, and there's one of this guy from South Africa. So he was performing miracle, and many of the people were in the room with him and people with me. Many of them agreed. And I was just sitting there myself and said, like, oh, isn't this really what the really signs, like the sign that's happening leading to the end of the world, is waiting for the Lord to come back. Many people with me, they agreed with this person and they were calling him prophet. And in the room with him, the people from around the world going to see him because he was performing miracle. And all I could see, and I'm sure you agree with me, that was exactly what's saying here in verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And all I could see, this guy was just deceiving many people, because some of them were calling him, the name they're calling him is the man of God. And as soon as someone stand up and they will touch him, and the person will pray for him, and the person will fall down, we don't see many of these things maybe here in Australia, but I'm sure in Africa and America, maybe as a part of the world, all this stuff happening. And these people deceiving many, and people not believing in Holy Spirit by evidence of speaking in tongues because of things, the crazy things these people are doing. And they trust them than trusting the Lord. And the Bible, as it says there clearly, just reminds us to be careful of all this stuff. Maybe a friend or family members or someone. We know ourselves, we've got the Holy Spirit, which is guiding us and showing us the light that clearly we should not really be caught onto this, because it's the sign that's showing the Lord is coming back. So read the same chapter in verse 11. It says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." You know, again, all the things happening. There's people. I remember as a child growing up in my hometown, I heard story about this guy who walked, you know, across the lake. And people, like my parents said, they saw him doing that. So for me, I believe that Jesus has the power to do that. But this person is saying that he can do that, and he walked through that and deceived many. So there's other signs that showing that, yes, people tried, Satan tried, is trying to deceive many people. And as many people as we know, this place could be full, could be packed, but there's still a lot of people out there, because they're still being deceived by these false prophets or false prophecies. So, same chapter in verse 24. "For they shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonder, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." So, saying like, so these people depend, as our brother Simon was saying, we've got the Spirit. And then if we don't pray, we don't stick to the word, the Holy Spirit guide us, these people can deceive us. So because we're not praying, because we stop praying in the Holy Spirit, praying like by speaking in tongues. So we the chosen one, so we're here because the Lord has chosen us and because the Lord showed the right way and the light. But if we stop using our strength, using the power that we've got in us, so we are at risk of being caught up by these people, because we've been elected, we've been selected, so we need to keep on praying for each other and supporting, showing each other the word of the Lord. I think that is the big support we've got, so that we cannot be deceived. And also there's things like comment, maybe work situation can be a difficult time that you might be going through. Can be the boss at work doing or said something to you. So all of that, we need to be aware that they should not deceive us. So we've got the Holy Spirit. We can still, yes, it's difficult time, sometimes can be tough, but just as a trial can be time as well, can be difficult. So we need to keep on praying, trusting the Lord. As Brother Simon said, the Holy Spirit cover everything. We don't need even to say a word, but the Lord knows what our needs are. So we can pray about every single situation to overcome all these false prophecies. And the other thing can help us is counting our blessing. I was thinking one day and I said to Dami, like, what has the Lord done to us this year? You know, so you start counting, you can't see, like, there's a lot of blessing that the Lord has done to us. And all of that will give us that courage and knowing that, yes, whatever these people are doing, whatever they're saying, we should not be deceived because the Lord has done this to me. We can even count the blessing that happened to our brothers and sisters or our family members, maybe unsaved or not, saved or not, but still the blessing happening to them as well. So we can all count all of that like an extended family, and that can give us the courage, knowing that the Lord is performing miracle. The Lord is there. So go into the book of Jeremiah and read Jeremiah chapter 14 and in verse 14. Before I read that, when I was preparing my talk, and I remember the testimony from Sister, I forgot her name, I'm really bad with names. She's from Mali. She said about being we've been saved, it's not saying that we will not face all these difficulties or trial, but we got the courage and we got the power to understand that we can get through this. So that is one thing I'd like just to mention about the overcoming trial or conflict with someone. So we've got that power in us to overcome all those kind of stuff. So read Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophet prophesy lies in my name. I send them not, neither I commanded them, neither I spoke unto them. The prophecy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of not and the deceit of the heart. So again, same thing. So the Bible clearly saying, whatever we're watching, all these miracles, yes, we know good miracle. We've got the Holy Spirit. You know, we know good things which are happening around the world. We know our brothers and sisters or things happening in PNG or things that are happening to us here as well. So we know that we're not blind, you know, because we've got this light in us which can show us this false prophecy and people when they start prophesizing lies. Because when I was sitting there with people, because I want to visit someone, you know, if it was at my house, I could just say, can we turn this TV for a second? You know, but I didn't have the power. I didn't want to be rude to anyone, but I was just sitting there. I could see, you know, I could see like, actually, this is not true. You know, this guy just touched that person and fall on the ground and start crying, or call them, we start naming the family members and everyone, or date of birth without even telling him. So I was like, really? Is this a real miracle? Or, possibly, but for me, all I could see was this scripture about false prophecy and the time that we are in now. It's just the time that all these signs and wonder of showing that the Lord is coming back. My other thing as a child back in Africa, I remember people trying to predict the date when or the time when the Lord is come back. So like in the year 2000, we'll not go behind year 2000. And me as a young fella is like, oh, I want to reach there. I want to have my own family, you know. So here people saying the year 2000 will be the end and the Lord will come back. So all of that, people trying to deceive many, you know, and they're actually getting a few. But thanks God, we're not among those few people. So Jeremiah also, chapter 37, down in verse 9, says, so Jeremiah 37, verse 9, says, the Lord, it says, thus says the Lord, deceive not yourself, saying, the children shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. So it's we're living with these people in our communities, we're living with these people in our country. So these things happened during the Lord Jesus' time, but the things still happening now, because these people are still here with us, are still in our community, we live with them, but it's up to us not to remain stronger, so we should not let ourselves down. And the way that we can let ourselves down and being deceived is stop praying and stop speaking in tongues or praying in tongues, because that's the weapon that covers everything. So once we stop that, we become vulnerable. We can be easily targeted. So we need to keep praying, speaking in tongues until when the Lord come back, you know. And that's why we can overcome all these false prophets and false prophecies. Go to New Testament, John 5. John 5, and read in verse 43. So here it says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you receive. So it says that, you know, when we go witnessing, we try to tell people the truth about what is in the Bible. But yes, people still rejecting. And the good news is we don't get offended, isn't it? We can't just, we enjoy, we go, we continue the journey. But yeah, these things happened even during the Lord Jesus' time, because in his hometown, people did not receive him, and they ignored him. Same to us, so we still need to do what we're doing, because we know we're doing the right thing. But do we expect everyone we talk to come along? No. People will still resist, but as long as they had the message, as long as they know they had a chance to hear the news that we've been told them. So we go in quickly John 8 and read John 8 verse 24. I said, therefore, unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. So this is, it's quite offensive for someone who's not saved. You know, just imagine telling like, oh, you're going to die in your sins. But this is, they might take it offensive, but this is the truth. When people are rejecting the right message, or they rejecting the good news, so the Bible saying they will die in their sins, and that is the result. So we've been saved, so we will live forever. That's what we're getting as the big payout. So those who are denying, but the time still for many to come along, because we know clearly the Lord is coming back, but maybe will be after this talk, or maybe after a few more get saved. But you know, but still time. But we don't wanna. We wish for everyone to come along. We don't want everyone to die in their sins. So we still have time to do that. But the bad news is time is running very fast. So I'll finish with book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. So it says, little children, I like this because I have my own children, but I can still see myself as a little child as well. So this is amazing. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now you are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. So we know this is the last time, and the Lord saying that we need to be prepared. We need to still walking on, because clearly it is the last time, as we can see the signs and everything happening around at the moment. So it is clearly the last hour of as we're waiting for the Lord Jesus to come back. So we need, as we heard that, we all little children, so we go and relax. So as long as we're still walking on and not being deceived with the Antichrist. I think I'll leave it from there, so we can, my word was just for us to continue walking on.